the 12th. Now, a few weeks ago, you were hearing from the Nottinghamshire villagers who were desperate. That makes it sound like they had something wrong about them. But you know what it's like? You see pubs closing down all over the shop. And some people take matters into their own hands and say, you're not closing this one. So we're talking about Tollerton. We're talking about the Air Hostess pub. So the people there launched a campaign to find the money to buy the building and also find someone to run it. So a little bit of news on both of those fronts. Firstly, Rob is here. He's one of the team who are spearheading this particular project. Tell me more, Rob. Where are we up to in terms of buying it, firstly?
Well, we had a very successful share launch campaign, and over 370 villagers contributed nearly £170,000 to the fund to buy the pub. So the support has been overwhelming from the village. And that combined with loans and grants put us in a position to actually buy the pub from Everard's, who've been very supportive through this process. And yesterday we became the proud owners at 3:38 p.m. of the Air Hostess.
Yay!
So we were chuffed to bits.
Yeah, if I had some sound effects, but they've all been deleted. I haven't got any, but hallelujah, all of that. So literally as of yesterday afternoon.
Yep, 3:38, 4:30, we were in there looking around with builders. 9 o'clock last night, we were in there with a beer in our hand. 1 o'clock in the morning, I left.
So it's already started, Rob. I knew this would happen. A nice place like Tollerton, and all of a sudden you're down there in the gutter. But, I mean, seriously, how does it feel for you and the rest of the people? Because this is, we've talked a few times now, and this has been quite, it's never straightforward, is it? And I know you had this kind of dream of saving it.
Yeah, that's
now
right.
Now you've done it. How does it feel?
Well, amazing, really, because it's a bit of a leap of faith doing something like this. Because when we started this whole process, you know, the amount of money we had to raise was pretty daunting. You know, over £500,000 if you include the loans and the grants. It's like, how on earth are we going to do that? But we, to some extent, we just had to go for it and just not worry too much about the downsides. And then, but that faith, I guess, in ourselves and the support that we got from the village has paid off. And we had a recent members meeting where we got all the shareholders. We used the school because it's the biggest building in the village, and all the members came along to a meeting there where they were introduced to the new tenant who will be running the pub. And once again, the support was overwhelmingly positive from all those villagers that were there.
It's a lot of work, but I mean, in the meantime, you've all got day-to-day jobs. You've got lives and, you know, work and stuff like that.
Yeah, and work's been quite positive and supportive of it. So I've spoken to my boss about what we've been doing here, and he's been supportive. And
apart
I know
from
all
last
the,
night.
Yeah, he doesn't know about that.
Okay, and
the other members of the management committee, and some of them have put in an absolutely monumental amount of work, and how they've juggled it with their day jobs, I don't know, but they have done. They've managed to keep it all together. And the last few weeks has been really tough on a few of them particularly. But they've put in the effort, and that's how come we, you know, got to this stage today.
Brilliant. Well, you mentioned the other bit of good news as well. So now you've actually secured the building, and Rachel is here as well. So you, hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So you're going to be in charge?
That's correct, yes. Mark and I are going to be landlord and landlady of the Air Hostess, and we are very excited. And we just want to get in there and get it sorted.
How did you get the job?
Well, they came to us at first, and then we put a sort of like a tenancy into it. And we explained that we want to be part of the community. We explained how we want to be doing what we're doing at our other pub at the Plough at Normanton on the Wold, and bringing that similar format over to the Air Hostess, and support them in all their community events as well.
Right.
Which I think went quite well.
So you've already kind of hinted that you're in the trade already.
Yes.
I was going to ask, this sounds like a job interview. It's not. What kind of experience have you got, Rachel?
Okay, so we have currently got the Plough Inn at Normanton on the Wolds, which we've had for 13 years. Okay, last year we won a couple of awards, which has been fabulous from our team and all our customers who have supported us all the way through over the time. It's been hard work. It's been tough. But now we're at a point where we can sort of like overlook it with the promotions in our business now.
Oh, so you're not leaving it?
We're not leaving it.
Okay.
We're staying there.
Right. So because I know how people get.
Oh, no.
We don't like change with pubs, do we?
No, we don't. So my sister and another lady that's been there a long time, they're going to be assistant managing it. I've got all the team that have been there for 8-9 years. My main chef's been there for 9 years. All the assistant chefs and things like that, they're all working together as a team. They're going to keep that building and building and building and still go for more awards. while Mark and I individually will keep going over the other side and bringing our format over to there.
Right. What's your format? Because you've talked about community things. What does that mean?
The community thing is a massive thing for us. The reason why we're in a village is because we love the support from the villagers. We love being able to speak to the same people every day and see them come to us, and they support us as much as what we support them as well, because they do weddings and funerals and christenings and all sorts of special events when they come to us. And we feel that it's great that we are part of their lives. And we're hoping that now we can extend that onto the next village and be part of their lives as well.
Yeah. What kind of a... Can I call you a landlady? Is that still an okay thing?
Yes, you can call me a landlady. That's absolutely fine.
Not from me. What kind of a landlady are you?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Because you've got to be... it always strikes me, you know, landladies, landmen, landlords, that's it. You've got to be... You're a councillor... You've got to be a good listener, sometimes a little bit flirty, but sometimes quite strict. You've got to have all these different skill sets.
Yeah, people have got to know where the line is without you sort of like pushing it in their faces.
Yeah.
And the idea of being a good landlady is keeping ahead of what's going on. So if there was a situation, you can see it happen before it happens.
Yeah.
But we don't tend to get that type of thing in the area anyway. It's a nice area, there's lovely people. So it's all under control. And plus, they don't mess.
I was just about to say, you strike me as a woman not to be messed with. So tell me more. I mean, maybe this is one for you, Rachel, I don't mind. In terms of where we go from here, so when are you going to be open to the good people of Tollerton, and beyond?
Well, we're excited to say that the first weekend of April is when we'll be opening the pub. And that'll be the first week of trading.
That's correct. So what we're doing is, because obviously there's 370-odd investors and a lot of people excited about it, we can't just have one opening night because we won't get them in there. So the idea is to have an opening weekend. So we start on the Friday, we'll put some music on the Friday and do some food, then on the Saturday, and then on the Saturday. So hopefully it will spread over the whole weekend where everybody will be able to come in, have a pint, shake our hands and enjoy the atmosphere.
Okay. And between now and then, Do you have lots to do in terms of, I don't know, decor and whatever else, or is it more or less ready to go?
Well, we're doing works in two phases. So the idea is to try and get it trading as quickly as possible. But what we wanted to do is, in agreement with Rachel and Mark, was do some internal works to improve the toilets and the kitchen, enlarge the kitchen, and then open it. And that's going to take roughly 3 to 4 weeks. And the idea was get that work done before the pub's open so that we don't then have to close it again at a later stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then phase two follows afterwards, and that's an extension and external works. But that doesn't need the pub to close. So that's why we're not closed. It's not being opened straight away to allow those first internal works to happen.
Well, listen, good luck. Thank you for the update as well. I'm really, really thrilled because we've talked a few times now, Rob. And Rachel, good to meet you. By the way, we've had some fan mail for you.
Oh, have we now?
Check with this mobile phone number, it's not your husband or someone else. Anyway, it's supposedly from Gary in Gamston, who says, Rachel is fantastic. She runs a great pub. Good luck to her in Tollerton.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Gary.
There is a man angling for a free pint.
Oh,
next time he comes in, I'm
Give
sure.
Give me a call later, Gary.
Don't do it, Gary.